Markham about the novel The Brick House. At 11:30, Black Book Talk welcomes North Portland Library's Administrator Kirby McCurtis to talk about the latest book awards, including Claretta Scott King Newbery Awards. KBOO's Kickstarter is live. Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter to help KBOO build a city of media makers. That's kboo.fm/Kickstarter.
Trains media makers. We believe community resilience happens when citizens learn how to make their own media. For the last 50 years, KBOO has trained thousands of citizen journalists to report on what goes on in the streets of Portland and far beyond. We know that with our expertise and your support, we can keep this city activated and aware through radio. Invest in Portland's future media makers and join KBOO on Kickstarter today.
Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. Donate to the campaign and share it with your friends. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to partner with Good in the Hood, an annual parade and music festival where Portland residents, businesses, and organizations can engage in music, food, and resources while connecting people with experiences that strengthen unity in the community. Good in the Hood is looking for support for their parade, food vendors, information village, marketplace, and kids space. Please contact the Good in the Hood committee to get involved by calling 971-302-6380, go to their website, goodnthehood.org, or you can find more information that can be found at kboo.com/goodinthehood2018.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, February 28th, 2018, last day of that month, I believe. And as we do love to say these days, good riddance. You're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity, and a lot more at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. Lessons learned. It's never too late to fight back, and it's always too late to give up. However, this particular administration is way out ahead of us as far as self-destruction is concerned. It's got a little bit of everything. Now Mueller is even taking a look at Ivanka Trump. this is the flying Trumps tour the world with predictable results. The Trump family circus hit South Korea like incoming from North Korea as far as diplomacy is concerned. Ivanka may know her way around Barney's in New York and various other select fashion outlets, but she sure doesn't know her way around the Olympics, or diplomacy for that matter. First weather here in Cascadia. We've got weather, and we also have, wow, wait for it, we've got a very cool report from Jed Davis on something that I know you're going to want to hear about, because it affects exactly you where you live, exactly all of us as a community where we're standing. There's a bill that gives polluters the right to lock in very unsafe air health standards. That's something that even the one percenters can't get that top shelf advantage, although they could certainly pull a geographical and just keep following the air around the planet till they've sucked it all up and blown it out in their wake, as it were. We're going to be talking about air pollution right here, right now. It shouldn't be happening anywhere, but it is potentially happening here and happening now. There's a bill, and it'll take your call to many calls to Tina Kotek to stop it. Tina Kotek, what are you, for God's sakes? You know, you got to stand, ultimately, in the end, you have to stand up for something, eh? You have to know the territory well enough to know where the high ground is. All right? We've got Jen Davis on the line right now, who's going to fill us in on that. We'll postpone the weather for a minute, because I know you want to hear from Kevin Gustola again and find out what's happening with Reality Winner. And wow, the Espionage Act, just for sending a document with The Intercept. Whew, that'll learn you to be a whistleblower. The thing to do, however, is, of course, to call in and tell thousands upon thousands of us to call in and pull a Spartacus and say, yes, we're Reality Winner. Because we are all Reality Winners, aren't we? Jen, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Do you feel like a Reality Winner today? Because I know I do.
Yeah, I think reality is crucial, and we need to be there, so yes.
So give us, what is this bill? Tell us about it and what we can do to stop it.
So right now, there is a bill being debated in the state legislature concerning our air quality called Senate Bill 1541-A, 1541, and the A is because it's been amended. And it's a bill that causes serious problems for our air quality. Unfortunately, air activists worked super hard for the past 2 years all across the state to try to improve our air quality and get some good legislation in. And at the last minute, some Koch brother funded attorneys with corporate ties worked behind the scenes with legislators to craft Senate Bill 1541. And it would, in the words of environmental attorney Chris Winters of Craig Law Center, it would make in law our air 10 times more unhealthy than safe air pollution standards. So basically, it would lock into law unhealthy air pollution standards that could quadruple our cancer risk. It could greatly increase our risk from kidney failure, Alzheimer's, neurotoxic disorders, all kinds of health problems that can come from breathing air, poor air, like asthma. And unfortunately, this locks into law these unhealthy standards, and it will be very hard for us to stop this or to change these standards once they're locked into law.
Jen, and, before we... go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
The Oregon... That's okay. The very respected medical group, Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, is fighting hard to stop this law. They call it a disaster of a bill. And basically, some environmental air activists are going along with this bill because they fought so hard trying to get some kind of legislation that would address air quality that they are worn out, and sadly, these very clever corporate attorneys have crafted a bill that does throw a few bones to the AIR activists. It does create some funding for our monitoring of air pollution. It does offer some opportunity for the public to have some say, some feedback to DEQ about air pollution. Originally, the bill was going to make it almost impossible for citizens to even sue industries that pollute. That has been slightly modified, so it wouldn't be quite so difficult. But at the end of the day, it really is a corporate win. And we air breathers need to protect our air and not allow this huge win to the industries, to the polluting industries, through Senate Bill 1541.
Question. Got a question for you. Any idea that we possibly ought to ask Koch Brothers something about this? What will it cost the state, and what does industry propose to pay? Because they obviously legally need, would be obliged to underwrite a cost to the state for medical problems caused by the bill.
Yeah. So basically, industry has said, well, if you allow us to pollute a great deal more than currently we would be allowed to do, and you're willing to just breathe in that and allow your children to have polluted lungs, then we will pay the bill for some monitoring of this. But it's really not a legal win because, okay, so we're able to monitor the pollution, but if we're not legally able to change the amount of pollution that's going into our lungs, then it's not a win at all. So it's a lose-lose situation for air activists. We really have to go back to the table and fight for a better bill. And so we need to let Representative Tina Kotek know that she needs to stop this. If you want, I'll just briefly read this one very short. The cancer rates and the other health hazards associated with this. So this is from a document by Chris Winters, who's an environmental attorney who has been able to assess what this bill would actually do. This is, quote, "The only certainty in Senate Bill 1541 is that the risk action levels are set at 200 in 1 million for cancer, and a H1, those are H1 are non-cancerous hazards. So that could be kidney failure, Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, asthma, et cetera. H1 of 10 for non-cancer for most existing facilities. These levels do not protect human health. So it would enshrine in law standards that would not protect human health. And it says especially for non-cancer effects. So kidney failure, neurotoxic diseases, asthma. My own son has a nerve disorder because we live in heart disorder. We live in the bullseye arsenic zone, and he's very affected by this. Senate Bill 1541 allows 10 times the safe amount of pollution. This is because Senate Bill 1541 sets a benchmark of 50 in 1 million of cancer and H1 of 5 for non-cancer. So whenever you think about 50 and 1 million, that sounds like, okay, it's not so many. But that means that every industry around you can be sending out enough pollutants that could cause 50 and 1 million people to get cancer.
And it doesn't take into account clusters. There's clusters, too.
Exactly. And these different chemicals combine and have synergistic effects that are far more toxic. And also, these standards are based on a human... a male adult. It's not based on babies or children. My children were born and raised just 8 blocks from Bullseye, and I have a son that can barely walk, has a serious heart disorder, and, you know, I'm sorry, but these air toxics, they have huge effects on our children.
One quick question before we let you go. We got a couple of things to hit before we go out. But you just brought up the environmental justice question. Do we have any idea about clusters? And have this bill obviously can't be rammed through Koch Brothers or no Koch Brothers. without determining who is most likely to be affected, the demographics of it, in other words. And I would suspect that people in lower socioeconomic areas are going to be the most, because they're always, always in industrial areas.
Absolutely. This is very much about environmental justice. A lot of the people that will be most affected by this, that have fought the hardest and tried the hardest to get change on this, they will be totally ignored.
That's all we have time for on that. We just wanted to let you let listeners know, Tina Kotek, so easy to do. If you need any contact information, I'd be happy to provide it up at the front desk. And I would suggest, since Donald Trump seems so intent on protecting himself from witches, and he's had such harsh things to say, if you're a witch out there, it's time to launch a class action lawsuit. Go ahead, sue the bastards. Trump will not let up on the accusation that there's a witch hunt to get him. I don't know any witches at all that would be interested in hunting Trump. But if there are, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, has been increasingly ticked off by Ivanka Trump's antics. She's beginning to be an embarrassment, and they're all going to lose at this point. They're all losing their top secret, highest security clearance at this point. Mueller is getting closer and closer, giving everyone nightmares. We didn't have time for weather today, but it's going to be basically in the 40s during the day, dropping down to colder temperatures, 30s at night, and in outlying rural areas of the state, it'll be down in the high 20s. This has been Cascadia for Thursday, February 28, 2018. Kip engineered for us today. Thanks, Kip. Derek Brooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre.